Lesson 3, putting together a message plan. When putting your plan together, it is helpful to think of it as an overall campaign of advocacy. After all, messaging is a means to an end. Advocacy messaging seeks to build consensus on an issue through persuasion rather than coercion. In the first lesson, we define the message as language, ideas, symbols, or behavior designed to influence a target audience. The end or goal is to influence a target audience. So let's start by asking some crucial questions based on this definition. What do you want to achieve with the message? What messaging tactics will you use to achieve your goals? Who is your target audience? What do you want your target audience to do with the message? What is the most effective language, ideas, symbols, or behavior to best influence your target audience? What tools will you use to deliver your message? Who will be the spokesperson for the message? While these questions seem quite obvious, there have been many advocacy campaigns that failed because there was no coherent message, they did not target an audience, or there was no viable alternative to the status quo presented. It is important to mention upfront there are no simple, easy answers. We hope, however, that the following questions will spark your creativity and generate some good ideas. What do you want to achieve with your message? Let's start out by identifying the issues about which you seek to advocate. Ask yourself, what are you passionate about? What are the issues, ideas, and people that need more attention in society? What is the change you want to see in your community, country? What problems do you wish to address? If you're working within an organization, what is your mission? It is critically important to have specific answers to these questions. Otherwise, your audience won't know what you stand for and will most likely ignore your message. Your message should come directly from the answers to these questions. Avoid getting distracted by messages that do not address the issues you wish to advocate on. What do you want your audience to do as a result of your message? Do you want your audience to take action? What do you want them to do? What do you want them to know? What are the obstacles to them taking action? What would make them more likely to take action? What can you do to reduce obstacles? Do you want to persuade others to consider political or rule of law reforms? Do you want to encourage them to carefully consider the candidates in an election and to vote? Do you wish to share news of your issue to the international media? When addressing problems, always offer solutions. This is part and parcel of motivating your audience. If no solution or alternative to the status quo is presented in your message, your audience will not act and your credibility will be greatly diminished. What messaging tactics will you use to achieve your goals? First things first. Be safe. Don't do anything that will jeopardize yourself or your allies. Only you know best what is safe and what is not. That said, advocating for change requires a concerted, sustained effort. Change does not roll along on the wheels of inevitability. It comes from continuous struggle. Take a few seconds and think about what kinds of things will you do to achieve your end goal. Will your message be solely online? Will you make lists of various audiences to communicate? Will you meet in groups with others to share information and educate them? Are you considering public demonstrations or signage? Remember the three following points. 1. Do your research. There are many ways to communicate your message. You will need to learn and decide what the best tactic is to reach as many members of the target audience as possible. Radio, print, social media, door-to-door, whatever the tactic, it needs to match how your audience best communicates. 2. Go to people where they are. Learn how your target audience communicates with one another. If your target audience is mostly on Facebook, meet them there. If your target audience listens to the radio, listen to the program and take note of the advertising and adapt your message accordingly. 3. Learn what sparks their interest. Find out what gets them talking. How are they speaking with each other formally or informally? How often do they post a message? Is your message working? How will you measure the success of your messaging? Is your messaging resonating? Are you reaching your target audience? Are people receptive to your messaging? Are they responding? These are all the questions you need to keep in mind and continue to revisit as you communicate your message to your audience. There are many tools that can help you address these questions. Examples include the following. Blast emails measure open and click-through rates. Facebook measures demographics, so you can see if your target audience and actual audience match up. Google Analytics measures website activity. Twitter Analytics measures your influence in the Twitter sphere. Who is your targeted audience and why? You may recall in previous lessons we discussed target audiences and the difference between representational and influencer audiences. Another way to understand the difference is that representational is who your message speaks for, while the influencer is who your message speaks to. Generally speaking, you will communicate with representational audiences to gather more support for your cause, and you will target influencer audiences to urge action on your issue. While keeping your goals in mind, decide which of these groups you want to target. Which group will have the most impact to help you reach your goal? Examples of potential representational audiences for rights issues include families of political prisoners, women who suffer violence and discrimination, a student whose education is cut short by imprisonment. Examples of influencer audiences include government officials, the diplomatic community, foreign diplomats traveling to Iran on official businesses, international leaders attending gatherings concerning Iran or international conferences which Iranian government officials attend, domestic and foreign reporters who cover Iran, international NGO groups who can widely publicize information concerning human rights abuses, business leaders influencing the economy. Think of the interests of your target audience. What is likely to get their attention? How do your interests converge with theirs? Do they have any constituents who come from a representational audience? Think of the goals of your message. How does it apply to your audience? Is it geared towards a narrow or broader audience? It is important to identify who you're trying to target in order to have the most impact with your message. In some cases, you might reach out to a narrower group to reach a broader audience. Leverage your influencer audience, generally your narrow audience, to reach out to their broader networks. What tools do you have at your disposal to get your message out? The most important tool you have is the truth and your ability to clearly articulate it. One of the most important platforms is the internet. While the majority of advocacy these days is conducted online or by mobile, don't miss opportunities for face-to-face communication. A sincere conversation among friends or neighbors can be more powerful than any social media posting. When safe to do so, person-to-person contact will always be the best form of messaging. Other tools may be printed materials such as books, pamphlets, stickers, articles of clothing, banners, and even toys. Who is most qualified to communicate the message? For many out there, it is you. If you're able to enlist others, however, it is preferable to have a member of a representational audience serve as a messenger. A university student can best explain what it is like to face political pressure on the curriculum, for example, or a woman who is denied professional and educational opportunities because of her gender, and so on. A messenger from a representational group has first-hand knowledge of the unique problems they are facing and will have more legitimacy than those not part of the group. Remember, always have a plan beforehand to communicate strategically. Without planning, your message will likely be confusing and influence no one. Establish a vision of tomorrow in your communication strategy. Make lists of answers to basic questions about the message's mission, what you hope to achieve, who your audience is, what your resources are at your disposal, and etc. Ensure you have a clearly articulated problem and solution in your communication strategy, and if appropriate, suggested actions for your audience.